The Terriers.com, after our Dorset Senior Cup semi-final success here at the Bob Lucas Stadium tonight. It's cold. And I'm joined by Terriers coach Bradley Asagba. Brad, obviously job done in terms of the game, and another opportunity to see some of the fringe players get minutes. And what a moment for young Charles Medway as well. I know he's someone you've been working with in training a long time.
Yep.
All in all, a good night's work.
Yeah, really good night. Like I said, on a freezing cold night like this, it was really good to get on the pitch and, like I said, get some of the players that are fringe players, you know, back involved again. Obviously, you've got to have a look at Wellesley. He's been out playing some games for Wimborne. He's got his match legs back. Obviously, same with Pat Sirachi, who's had a little bit of a niggle when he went to Blackfield, but he's back up and running now. And then, like I said, some of the younger lads like Charles, especially Harry Burns, who I thought, again, was magnificent tonight.
Got his Man of the Match award as well.
Yeah, he did. He was outstanding. And like I said, the progress he's made since he's come back into us has been absolutely brilliant. So delighted with his performance. And again, some of the senior players like Brett Williams, again, more minutes for him, which he needed off the back of his injury, and he's followed up Saturday's great performance with a goal as well. So all in all, really positive nights again.
Absolutely. Fair play to Verwood. They didn't give up. They tried doing everything they could. Clearly the golf is different, and that was always going to be the case. The final obviously is against Dorchester. Now, yep. Weymouth fans will be wanting me to ask the management team, does that change the way you approach the game ever so slightly? Obviously the fact that they are Weymouth's rivals, or will you be preparing it as you normally would?
Well, no, like I think the gaffer said last week in the build-up to this game, obviously we look to win every single game we play, and, you know, it's a final. Irrespective of the fact it's Dorchester, you know, it's still going to be a final. I mean, we've not got to play them this year because obviously we've left them behind in terms of leagues, but, you know, it's a great opportunity, probably more so for the fans to get on the pitch and, like I said, face Dorchester again. But for ourselves, like I said, it's just another game that's out there to win. So in terms of our planning for it, we'll approach it like we do every game at a time, see where we're at when that match comes around, and then, like I said, put our best foot forward.
And obviously a date and time for that match is to be confirmed. Obviously it's Dorking coming up here on Saturday in the league. They've had obviously an impressive run of late. They had themselves a really good result in the FA Trophy, another challenging game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were all impressed with them when we played them away at their place. They were strong, resolute, rugged, you know, they've got some experienced players, and like I said, they're in a little bit of a sticky patch in terms of league form, but like I said, I think the manager said ahead of the game this week it's one easier mark as one of the toughest away trips for them, so they'll be coming down fully prepared, and like I said, we'll be back to work on Thursday preparing for them. But in terms of the context of, you know, what this match means in terms of league position, it's big for both clubs because both teams are firmly fixed in the playoffs. But, you know, like I said, we take each game at a time. It's going to be a big challenge, like they all were, like Concord was on Saturday, like Hemel's going to be on Tuesday. But like I said, we relish it. That's why we're in this league, and we'll be back to work Thursday in preparation for that. And like I said, hope the fans turn out in force and get behind us as they have done, you know, at Concord and home at Dulwich as well, where they were magnificent. So
yeah, they were particularly good at Concord, and I think the gaffer said to us at full time in that game that they really did help push us over the line. Brad, all that's left to say, thanks for joining me. We progress to the final of the Dorset Senior Cup, and we play Dorchester Town in that final. Brad, thank you very much.
No problem, all the best.
Cheers, mate. Lovely.